Part 1, an espionage campaign in Saudi Arabia. So in this segment, I'll focus on an Islamic charitable non-profit organization in Saudi Arabia that has found itself at the center of a digital storm since back in May 2023. So this organization has been subjected to a meticulous and prolonged cyber espionage effort, wielding a potent combination of technical prowess and stealth. The attackers have compromised the charity's digital infrastructure, signaling a new frontier in cyber operations against non-profit entities. The core of this espionage campaign lies in the deployment of a custom backdoor named Zardor, Z-A-R-D-O-O-R. So Zardor is not your everyday malware. It's a sophisticated code explicitly designed for this campaign, allowing the attackers to maintain a persistent presence within the charity's network. This persistence is crucial for continuous access to the network, enabling the attackers to carry out their operations undetected over extended periods. But Zardor was not alone in this digital infiltration. The attackers complemented it with open-source reverse proxy tools. These tools are widely available and can be used for legitimate purposes such as load balancing and SSL encryption. However, in this scenario, they were repurposed to obfuscate the attackers' activities, making it challenging for cybersecurity teams to detect and mitigate the threat. For lateral movement within the network and executing more commands, the attackers turned to Windows Management Instrumentation, or WMI. WMI is a powerful Windows feature that allows for device management and data retrieval. While it is a valuable tool for system administrators, it becomes a double-edged sword in the hands of cyber attackers, facilitating the spread of the attack within the organization's network. The espionage efforts are believed to have originated back in March 2021, suggesting that the attackers spent considerable time laying the groundwork for this particular campaign. This points to an advanced and currently unidentified threat actor with the resources and expertise to conduct sustained cyber operations. What is particularly alarming about this campaign is the systematic exfiltration of sensitive data from the nonprofit organization. The data was siphoned off twice every month, indicating a methodical approach by the attackers to collect as much information as possible without raising suspicion. This kind of data could include personal information, financial records, and details about the charity's operations and beneficiaries, which could be exploited for malicious purposes. The implications of this campaign extend far beyond the targeted organization. There is a palpable concern that additional organizations, possibly within the same sector or geographic region, may also have been compromised. So this raises critical questions about the cybersecurity posture of nonprofits and similar entities, which may not have the same level of resources and expertise to defend against sophisticated cyber threats as larger corporations or government organizations. So to wrap up this segment, it is clear that this cyber espionage campaign against an Islamic charitable non-profit organization in Saudi Arabia is not just an isolated incident. It's a wake-up call for nonprofits worldwide to reassess their cybersecurity measures and for the international community to collaborate more closely in combating cyber threats. In an era where digital warfare knows no boundaries, the security of our digital infrastructure is paramount, and collective efforts are crucial in safeguarding our societies against such insidious threats. Part 2, self-driving car arson. In this segment, I'll discuss a rather startling event that took place during the recent Lunar New Year celebrations in San Francisco. So amidst the vibrant festivities and fireworks, vandals set a Waymo self-driving car ablaze. This incident is not just an isolated act of vandalism. It brings to the forefront the growing tensions and safety concerns surrounding autonomous vehicles in urban environments. So the vehicle in question was unmanned at the time of the attack, which fortunately meant that no injuries were reported. This fact raises a significant point about the safety measures and protocols in place for autonomous vehicles, especially during public events where the risk of unforeseen incidents can be higher. This arson attack adds to a series of events involving autonomous vehicles that have captured public attention. Not too long ago, incidents involving a cyclist and a pedestrian made headlines, raising questions about the readiness of self-driving technology to safely coexist with human elements in unpredictable urban landscapes. So local authorities are currently investigating the motive behind the vandalism. While the specifics of the investigation are still unfolding, the incident has undoubtedly heightened tensions between residents and the burgeoning self-driving taxi services that companies like Waymo are pioneering. The arson of the Waymo robotaxi underscores a broader narrative of increasing public skepticism and safety concerns regarding the integration of driverless cars into our daily lives. While the promise of autonomous vehicles includes reduced traffic accidents, increased efficiency, and accessibility, incidents like this highlight the challenges and resistance that these technologies face on the path to widespread acceptance. So this resistance is not without basis. Autonomous vehicles operate in complex environments where human behaviors, such as those witnessed during festive celebrations, can be quite unpredictable. The incident in San Francisco serves as a poignant reminder that tech advancement must be matched with robust safety protocols, clear regulatory frameworks, and a deep understanding of human-technology interactions. Furthermore, this event could potentially catalyze a broader discussion on the ethical, legal, and social implications of autonomous vehicles. How do we balance innovation with safety? What regulations need to be in place to protect both the public and the progression of autonomous vehicle technologies? And even more crucially, how do we address the societal impacts and the displacement fears among professional drivers? The integration of autonomous vehicles into our societies is a complex, multifaceted challenge that extends beyond the technological marvels they represent. It encompasses societal acceptance, ethical considerations, legal frameworks, and a deep engagement with the communities they are meant to serve. So as we continue to monitor the situation in San Francisco and the investigation into the arson of the Waymo vehicle, one thing is clear. The road to a driverless future is paved with not just technological milestones, but also societal hurdles that must be navigated with care, consideration, and a collective effort towards understanding and addressing the legitimate concerns of all stakeholders involved. Part 3, a TikTok strategy shift. So in an intriguing turn of events, President Joe Biden's 2024 re-election campaign has embarked on a journey through the digital landscape of TikTok, launching an official account at Biden HQ during the Super Bowl. This move signals a significant pivot from earlier apprehensions about the platform's security implications, marking a bold step into the social media arena that dominates the digital lives of millions, particularly among the younger demographic. So the decision to join TikTok diverges notably from previous statements made by the current administration regarding the social media platform. Despite ongoing concerns about security and data privacy, which have led to a steadfast ban on TikTok's usage on government devices, The campaign's foray into this social media world underscores a nuanced approach to digital engagement. Managed by President Biden's campaign staff, the Biden HQ account gained traction within a relatively short time frame, amassing over 51,000 followers. This surge in followership indicates the platform's formidable reach and the campaign's strategic intent to harness its potential. The distinction between the campaign's activities and government operations is a critical point of clarification offered by the White House. This differentiation underlines a pragmatic stance towards utilizing social media for political engagement while adhering to stringent security measures to mitigate potential risks. The account is managed with advanced security protocols, reflecting a conscientious effort to balance outreach with operational security. Despite the U.S. National Security Council and the White House's continued warnings about the risks associated with TikTok, stemming from its Chinese ownership and the potential for data privacy breaches, the Biden campaign's venture onto the platform is a calculated move. It underscores a recognition of TikTok's unparalleled influence among the younger voters, a demographic crucial for shaping the future political landscape. The platform's popularity among the 18 to 29 age group represents an invaluable opportunity for the campaign to communicate directly with young voters, engaging them in a space where they are most active and receptive. Moreover, this strategy acknowledges TikTok's utility beyond mere entertainment. The Biden administration has previously noted the platform's effectiveness in disseminating policy information, recognizing its role in shaping public discourse and opinion. So by establishing a presence on TikTok, the campaign aims to leverage this dynamic medium to articulate its vision, policies, and values directly to a demographic that is both sizable and pivotal for electoral success. So to wrap up this segment, President Joe Biden's 2024 campaign's entry into TikTok represents a thoughtful blending of digital strategy with political outreach. Amidst ongoing reviews by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, concerning TikTok's ownership and security implications, the campaign's maneuver navigates the complex interplay between national security concerns and the imperatives of political engagement. So as you watch this unfold, the move raises fascinating questions about the evolving landscape of political communication, the power of social media in electoral politics, and how campaigns can engage with younger voters in their digital sanctuaries. Part 4, AI-driven sextortion, a digital pandemic. So in this final segment, I'll delve into a disturbing trend that has escalated at an alarming rate in the digital age, AI-driven sextortion. Recent government warnings highlight a sharp increase in these attacks, with a staggering 1,000% rise over just 18 months. This surge has not only shocked cybersecurity experts, but has also led to tragic outcomes, including at least 20 suicides linked to sextortion cases. So I'll attempt to break down the complexities behind this digital menace, the mechanisms of exploitation, and the crucial steps that victims can take to protect themselves. So, at the heart of this surge in AI extortion lies the perpetrators' sophisticated use of artificial intelligence, a technology that has enabled the creation of convincingly lifelike fake profiles and chatbots, which engage victims with startling realism. These technological advancements have made it easier for criminals, primarily West African gangs, to exploit social media platforms and target young, unsuspecting individuals. The use of AI not only amplifies the reach of these criminals, but also the potency of their threats, leading to a significant increase in successful sextortion attempts. The method of operation in these sextortion cases follows a chillingly effective pattern. Victims often receive unsolicited friend requests from accounts that appear to belong to attractive strangers. These relationships escalate quickly, with the perpetrator manipulating the victim into sharing explicit material. Once obtained, this material becomes a tool for blackmail, with threats of public exposure unless the victim pays a ransom or complies with further demands. This cycle of exploitation preys on fear and shame, driving some victims to irreversible actions. Authorities and cybersecurity experts emphasize the importance of recognizing sextortion warning signs, unsolicited friend requests, rapidly progressing relationships, and requests for explicit material should all raise red flags. Awareness and education are key components in preventing sextortion. Users are urged to exercise caution online, question the authenticity of their online interactions, and diligently protect their personal information. For victims caught in the web of sextortion, the response strategy is crucial. Authorities urge victims to report incidents immediately while preserving all communications with the offender. This evidence is vital for law enforcement agencies like the FBI to track down and prosecute culprits. Victims are also advised to block the perpetrator and seek support from trusted sources. The emphasis on preserving evidence and seeking support underlines the importance of a supportive network for recovery and the pursuit of justice. The rise of AI-driven sextortion is a stark reminder of the dark underbelly of technological advancement. As we navigate this digital age, awareness, vigilance, and education become our strongest weapons against such exploitation. The collective efforts of individuals, tech companies, and law enforcement are crucial in combating this growing threat. Together, we can work towards a safer digital environment where the promise of technology serves to uplift rather than exploit.